This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So when I was watching Snoop Dogg do his opening monologue, I felt like I went back to the past because in his opening monologue, he made this joke about the Jets, and I felt like things were back to normal.
My guy, Sam Darnold, is in the house tonight. SC, what up, Sam? Sam, look, you had an incredible year. It just shows that all you need to succeed is hard work, determination, and getting the hell away from them Jets.
Now, what's funny is, as Snoop was setting up the joke, kind of like when Sean sets up a joke,
he knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming.
Right.
And I am so proud of Sam Darnold, a guy who I do not dislike. He did not laugh. He did not smile. Sam still has a soft spot for us as Jet fans. Did you guys not notice that?
He's also a free agent.
Right.
Yep.
And there could be a team. There's actually two teams in New York that need a quarterback.
Maybe that's it.
Sam's not a dummy.
He was business thinking. So I watched this, and I'm like, all right, we're back. All right, maybe I was wrong. Maybe the Jets will always be LOL Jets, and LOL Giants is taking a break. And then, a little bit later on in the show, they were about to announce the NFL MVP. And we'll get to that a little bit later on. But what they did was, for each finalist, they had someone up to make like a quick speech about them. Very quick speech. Right. So, for example, Kurt Warner was actually up there, and he made a quick speech about Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know, but he did it, right? So someone was representing everybody. So all of a sudden, there's Shady McCoy representing Saquon Barkley. And, of course, he reminded us LOL Giants still exists.
Philly. Yeah. Saquon's the true definition of unstoppable. And there's no defense on earth that can contain him. And there's no way the Eagles get to the second Super Bowl in 3 years without him. And a little help from the Giants. Go Birds.
Of
go
course.
Saquon.
Of course. Like, you are the Jets now. We get the monologue joke, but don't worry. Shady will get the dig in a little bit later on.
It wasn't even funny, though.
It didn't get a laugh.
Because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
I think that was the NFL community telling you, we're over this giant thing.
I told you this 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not funny. It's like, okay, I don't get it anymore.
So why was the Jet thing funny? Because I saw you laughing at that one. Is that still funny?
Because Sam got ruined by the Jets.
Oh, okay. And the Giants let Saquon go. I mean, those things are true.
No, Saquon was a free agent.
Yeah, but the Giants let him go.
Saquon chose to sign with the Philadelphia Eagles.
But didn't the Giants mostly say, we're good with you leaving?
I mean, they could have said whatever they want. They offered him a deal. He chose to sign with the Philadelphia Eagles. That just is what it is.
All right.
That's the reality.
Yeah.
But again, you could hear that one coming too by Shady.
Yeah.
But before I heard it, you're just like, what's he going to say? Like, you know he's going to say something about the Giants, but what's he going to say? What can he say?
Right.
And he's like, and thanks to the Giants.
Thanks to the Giants.
That's it?
Yeah.
It was kind of flat.
Yeah.
And everybody just kind of sat on their
head. Yeah, that got no reaction. Right. Giants got no buzz off of that one.
Yeah, I hope he felt the sweat starting to drip down his back.
Yeah, there's nothing.
All right, that didn't work.
There's nothing worse when you're on a stage and you have this joke and there's no response. Let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Let's go to John in Poughkeepsie. How you doing today, John?
Hey, how you guys doing? Love the show.
Appreciate it.
Just a couple quick points. This is the hypocrisy with the Hall of Fame in general, baseball especially, but football, is you're either a Hall of Famer or you're not. Mm-hmm. And when you're voting and then you want to start talking about, well, it's about the regular season numbers. Joe Namath is in the Hall of Fame. Is Joe Namath a better quarterback than Eli Manning? No way.
Right.
No way. He's in the Hall of Fame because of Super Bowl III. Sonny Jurgensen. I mean, I could list a bunch of names.
No, you're right.
This is the hypocrisy. You are either a Hall of Famer or you're not. Now, you want to talk about numbers and all that, and we had you guys had the discussion, you know, a few days ago in regards to best who's the king of New York. And we said, what? It's based off of the postseason. How do we throw that out now when we're talking about the Hall of Fame?
Great point, Joe.
Right?
Great point. We talked
about Aaron Judge fails in the postseason, but his numbers in the regular season are phenomenal. But yet, he's not the king of New York. I mean, it can't be both ways.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong,
Tiki, I'll tell you what. Tiki, you are a Hall of Famer because you were the heart and soul of that Giants team that built them to become the two Super Bowl champions.
I appreciate that, John, but I don't get discussed. Because I'm not a finalist.
Eventually you will be, though, don't you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, with this process, I guess I can't confidently say anything.
I really have no idea.
The one retort I want to make about Joe Namath, because I don't think Joe Namath should have his name dragged through the mud here.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw Joe Namath play other than rewatching Super Bowl III.
Right.
All right, and I've seen highlights. I get it. Joe Namath's career numbers are very underwhelming. I mean, how can anyone deny that? He's got the same thing going that Eli had, too, with his career record, if you look at that, being under 500. Eli's was at 500.
Right.
In Joe's case, it was 62 and 63.
171? Was that it?
For Eli Manning?
Or 111.
I think it was 117 or something like that.
Yeah, still 14th all-time in wins, but everybody pays attention to losses.
Understand. Bottom line, he's a 500 quarterback, so is Joe Namath.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is not fair, because I've done it too. I go to Pro Football Reference and I see Joe Namath throwing 28 interceptions in a season, and I say, wow, this guy was overrated.
Different game, though.
It's a different sport.
Right.
So to answer that fairly, Tiki can't answer it, I can't answer it. Was Joe Namath better than Eli Manning? How the hell do I? You didn't watch him.
Well, I think
I don't know. The
way to think about it is, was Joe Namath one of the top quarterbacks of his generation?
I think he was for a few years, yeah. I think if you go back to 1967, 1968, and you ask someone in that moment, who are the three best quarterbacks in the NFL? I think Bart Starr was probably number one, in fairness. I think Joe Namath was a part of that discussion.
I would agree. But
so that's the edge that Joe Namath would have.
But why was he, though? because he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think that added to it. But right. Even before that, I mean, he threw for 4,000 yards. Like, that mattered. Yeah, that was original back then. That led the league.
True.
I think he was doing things that statistically we can't appreciate now, but I get it. Like,
right. But statistics can't tell the whole story, because if that's the case, then Drew Brees is walking in next year.
Of course, and he is.
Because, I mean, he's threw for 5,000 yards. How many times? Like six, seven?
I would think something he like that. But don't you think, combined with the stats and the fact he won a Super Bowl, he is walking into the Hall of Fame next year?
Yeah, and he's legend in New Orleans. I mean, he gets a lot of credit for revitalizing that place after the floods down there. So, I mean, of course, I feel like he's a Hall of Famer. But now it becomes, okay, now Drew Brees is going in. I guess that Eli's got to get kicked back another year.
Now that, to me, that's ridiculous. If you can vote for multiple people, then why wouldn't you vote for both? Now, do I think Drew Brees is better than Eli Manning? Yes, but I don't have to pick between the two. Mm. If you're asking me to pick between the two, I think most sane people would say it's clearly Drew Brees. Even you would say that, Sean, right?
Sure, yeah.
Of course.
I'm going to love to see him outside in windy conditions, but that's
right. I mean, you have to throw that in there. But you don't have to choose between the two of them.
No.
You can simply say both are Hall of Famers, but this guy happened to be better. Josh in Poughkeepsie. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How are we doing? Just two quick points, and I'll let you guys hang up. One, I kind of feel like this is partly because of what Eli did with his father in the draft. And this is kind of the NFL just getting back at him on the back end, saying, Now you're going to sit and wait after what you did to us and made us look like we had egg on our face the whole time in the draft and moved your way to the Giants. The other thing is, if we're going to take it one way for regular season or winning championships, I'm so glad both of you said, you know, the knock on Eli was the regular season, and then Tiki had to say that winning championships is the main point. Look at somebody like Dan Marino, Jim Kelly, Dan Fouts are in the Hall of Fame off of their regular season accomplishments,
right,
not off winning Super Bowls.
Right. So which one is it? Like, which
How can it go both ways?
I agree. And Josh, right, that's the challenge. Is it which? It's different strokes for different folks, and it doesn't feel fair. That's why it feels frustrating at times.
Well, By the way,
I was wrong about Drew Brees. He threw for 5,000 yards four times, but he led the league in passing seven times.
Wow, incredible. I think it depends on who you are. So, for example, Dan Marino is one of the great quarterbacks of all time. It doesn't matter what he did in the Super Bowl, right, or what he did in the postseason. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of football. I think everyone agrees with that. He's up there. He's a statistical monster. So he didn't need postseasons to push him over the top.
Right.
When you are more of a borderline guy, and Eli Manning to me is a borderline guy, then you need that to push you over. I think the same goes in baseball sometimes, where the postseason is what can push you over the top. Like, I bring up Curt Schilling a lot because it still marvels my brain he's not a Hall of Famer. Like, I can't figure that one out.
Yeah.
I thought him being maybe the most clutch postseason pitcher of our lifetime would be enough to take what is a borderline career and push it over the top. Obviously, the voters disagreed, probably because they didn't like him.
Yeah.
Probably because they just thought he was a creep, which you can think that, but to me, that has nothing to do with if he's a Hall of Famer or not. So I think that to answer that question,
but I
Eli,
think it does, though. Unfortunately, it does.
But should it?
No, of course not.
Okay,
that's certainly not the issue with Eli, because he's the golden child. Everybody loves Eli.
But vice versa, though. I don't think you should necessarily get in because everybody loves you either.
I agree, but at least it takes that whatever shred of doubt that's sitting in the back of your mind. Like, if you're borderline and you don't like the guy, you're going to not put him in.
I do want to attack that one theory, because he did lay out a theory, which is the NFL is punishing the Mannings because Archie and Eli forced their way to New York.
I don't think that's the case. You know why? Because Eli coming to New York made the NFL a lot of money.
Yeah, and I also think that most people have kind of moved on from it, just like they moved on from John Elway forcing his way to Denver in 1983.
But him coming to New York made the NFL a lot of money.
No doubt. And guess what? If he doesn't come to New York, he's not even being discussed right now.
No, you're right. If he has the same career somewhere else, it's not happening.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, Philip Rivers is a great example because he's up for Hall of Fame discussion next year.
Without the championship.
Exactly. He's everything our last caller was bringing up. I wouldn't bring up Dan Marino because Dan Marino is an obvious first ballot Hall of Famer, but Philip Rivers has statistics that are far superior to Eli Manning. He just does. But he doesn't have those moments. Mm-hmm. Story of the NFL, it can be written without Philip Rivers, right?
Right.
So I think Rivers and Manning is that perfect contrasting case in which I think, again, if we're being fair, can you be fair, Sean?
Yes.
Who was the better quarterback in the regular season?
Rivers, but if you ask me, I definitely would rather have Eli.
I just said who had the better. Okay.
By 6,000 yards, Philip Rivers did.
Tommy, who had the better career?
Philip Rivers had a better regular season career than
Not
Eli
by much,
Manning.
Though.
Okay. But
not by much.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.